Well, we're thrilled to have on the pitching coach of the San Francisco Giants, longtime A's pitching coach, of course, Curt Young, former player as well. He joins us here on 95.7 The Game, and courtesy of the Dialpad guest line, of course. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. And Curt, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. And we've been talking about the pitching staff and obviously all the trade rumors. We won't get too much into that. But I just want to know, with Bumgarner, when you're watching Bumgarner warm up like he did yesterday before the game, you know, do you have a feel like, okay, this guy's going to give a seven strong? He's going to be on tonight, because he was on last night, throwing a complete game, nine innings, of course, 94 pitches. Looked like he could have came out for the 10th inning. Looks like he wasn't happy about not coming out for the 10th inning. Did you have a feel that Mad Bum was going to be on his game last night against the Mets?
Yeah, Bum warms up really the same way every time, with this intensity that's unmatched. So I know he was very focused last night, and, you know, he definitely wanted to keep our winning streak going, and went out and pitched a gem. And you're right, he did not want to come out after that ninth inning. He wanted to keep going. You know, we get to a point after nine innings, we're going to make a move, and brought Schmidt in and did a great job.
Kurt, one of the hallmarks of the Giants during, you know, this decade has been kind of the way they're always even keel in that clubhouse because of the personalities they have. Never get too high, never get too low. Yet after you put together a streak like this, where essentially you go from being no factor to being a factor, can you sense an extra energy, an added buzz, a better feeling coming to the ballpark?
Well, we have such pros on our team, you know, a lot of veterans, guys that have been through it, and, you know, obviously we're all excited for what we're doing right now. We got some nice momentum going and came out of the break playing very well. But, you know, we have a bunch of guys that are focused, put their hard hats on every day and go to work. And, you know, we've strung together some nice wins here and put ourselves in a nice position.
Kurt, I look at what you guys are doing right now, and it, I can't help but think of the A's teams, you know, that you were a coach with, and it just, they get on these runs kind of out of nowhere, and you're not sure what they have, and then all of a sudden you go on a run and you start to look back and you think, wow, maybe these players that maybe we didn't know about are better than expected. I mean, do you see any similarities just with some of the roster turnover in the beginning of the year, with all the different moves between some of those A's teams And this Giants team, where you just kind of ride a wave and all of a sudden you look up and it's a good baseball team kind of out of nowhere?
Yeah, that's a good point. Riding the wave is right. You get on momentum going in the right direction, and, you know, you come to the ballpark, feel like you're never going to lose another game. And, you know, we were on the end of that early on, where we went through a streak where we couldn't put a win together. So, it is. You feel real good coming to the ballpark, and everybody's anxious to play, and you're excited about who's starting that day, and guys are ready to play nine innings and keep this thing going.
Giants pitching coach Curt Young here on 95.7 The Game with Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson, and Bonte Hill. Talk about being in that clubhouse right now, because on June 1st, obviously, things were looking bleak. You know, the run differential was bad. You guys have been 26-15 since June 1st. What is it like now when you guys are going from city to city, clubhouse to clubhouse, and you're winning series and winning games against teams that are right there in the race with you, like the Cardinals, like the Brewers, like the Rockies, and even the Mets? Tell me what the vibe is in a clubhouse when it comes to, you know, because we heard Madison Bumgarner last night basically say, hey, look, I don't care about the trades. I want to be here. Is that the vibe right now in the clubhouse, where everybody's thinking, let's keep this rolling? We have something inside of this clubhouse.
Yeah, it definitely. Very exciting coming to the ballpark, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge. You know, we were a long way under 500, and, you know, sometimes you don't even want to look at it and start to string some games together. And, you know, now it's a point where we're close to that 500 point, one game under, and really, you have to get to that to be relevant. So I think we all feel good about ourselves as a team. And like I say, excited day and excited for every game.
Kurt, Madison Bumgarner threw 94 pitches in 9 innings. How do you make the decision to take the ball out of his hands at that point? And because it's Bumgarner, is it a tougher decision to make? Was there any thought about trotting him out there for the 10th?
Well, very, very tough. And, you know, a lot of times we do let Bum make the call, whether, you know, when he's at that low 100 mark, whether to go back out there or not. But the last night, I think Boach felt 9 innings about that from Bum last night and had us in a tie game 1-1. And, you know, even though our bullpen guys have been and pushed quite a bit lately, we feel good about every one of those guys coming in the game. And I think it was definitely the right call. And it ended up, it took us 16 innings, but we ended up winning the game.
Yeah, because we were watching it on TV, obviously. It didn't look like Bumgarner wanted to take off that glove to shake Boach's hand. Looked like he wanted to keep it on that right hand because he had more work to do.
Yeah, he wasn't into shaking hands last night. He definitely wanted to go out there, and even if it was to start the 10th and see how we went out by out. But, you know, the closer that we have coming in, Schmitty can be just as good and has put up a lot of zeros for us. So at that point, felt good about Schmitty coming in and give us a chance to win that game.
Where are you guys right now as far as, you know, Melanson got the night off and Dyson, Boach wanted to stay away from them. Smith has struggled a little bit by comparison after being perfect in the first half. Where are you guys right now as far as who's available and who's not, and how much of this time of year is kind of managing, making sure everybody's fresh when you need these guys, though, at the same time to win every game you can?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we have such quality down there from top to bottom. And, you know, when guys are in 4 out of 5 days, you look at that on paper, and no matter how many pitches they make, you know, being in 4 out of 5 games, you just feel like guys need at least 1 day rest and possibly 2. And, you know, with us winning games, we've been using those guys quite a bit, leaning on them, and they've all done a great job. But, you know, for the long haul, I think we really have to be smart and use them when they're rested the best we can.
Giants pitching coach Kurt Young here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dial Pack guest line. Kurt, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. You've been in the Bay Area for a long time. Obviously, you played for the A's for over 8 seasons. You've been a pitching coach here in the Bay Area for a long time. And earlier today, Steinmetz and JD and I were basically rehashing the top moments we've seen in the Bay Area when it comes to professional sporting events, or top 5 athletes ever here to put on a Bay Area uniform. Any moments come to mind for you when it comes to Bay Area sporting events?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a sports fan in general, and everything the Warriors have done has just been spectacular to watch and so exciting to watch. And, you know, baseball-wise, in Oakland, we had some years when, you know, when I came back from Boston, 12, 13, and 14, us pushing late to get in the playoffs and having a chance to be in that position was, you know, was very, very special. We had a group of guys that didn't want our season to end at the end of the year, and we did push to the playoffs. The Tigers got us 2 years in a row, and, you know, Verlander pitching shutouts and game 5 in Oakland is something you never forget. And, you know, the wild card game still leaves a little niche in myself with Kansas City, us having a lead late in that game, and we didn't close that out. That's something that definitely sticks with me. But, you know, every year is different. Great group of guys basically in Oakland every single year. And, you know, here in San Francisco, what we're doing right now, very, very exciting, and hoping we can finish this.
Yeah, Tyler Beede on the mound tonight for you guys against Jacob deGrom of the New York Mets. Giants have won 13 of their last 15 and just 2.5 back in the second wild card spot in the National League. Kurt Young, this was a lot of fun. Best of luck tonight and best of luck in the future with this ball club.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem. Kurt Young, Giants pitching coach here on 95.7 The Game.